In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're looking at an old Sunday school lesson about the prophet Amos and his plea for justice. Now, the text is Amos chapter 5, verses 1 through 15, and then verses 21 through 24. And we'll be getting to that text in just a moment. We had started this Sunday school lesson in our last class, and we're looking at helps and hints for the teachers. And in those helps and hints, it's going to introduce the social context in which Amos made these, spoke these words and preached these things. It's a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of November the 6th, 1927. And we'll get to that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's understand the social condition of Israel when Amos went from southern Israel, that is in Judah, and went up to speak to those in those northern tribes. We read in this part of the Sunday school lesson of helps and hints for the teachers, the wealth and extent of the kingdom under Jeroboam the second were greater than they had been since the division or the days of Solomon. He restored the border of Israel from the entrance of Hamath unto the sea of Arba, according to the word of Jehovah the God of Israel, which he spake by his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet, who was of Gath-Heber, 2 Kings 14:25. With this great wealth, there was great sin, covetousness, greed, drunkenness, licentiousness, debauchery, lying, murder, preyed upon the national body as cancerous sores. There was no truth or mercy or knowledge of God left in the land. We read of a contemporary prophet Hosea prophesying. In Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, he said, "Hear the word of Jehovah, you children of Israel, for Jehovah hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there's no truth, nor goodness, nor knowledge of God in the land. There's nothing but swearing and breaking faith, and killing, and stealing, and committing adultery. They break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field, and with the birds of the heavens, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away." And we go on down to read in Hosea 4 and verse 6, these words oft quoted from the book of Hosea, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that there shall be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." Now let's turn to Amos. This shameful worship of Baal and abominable worship of Ashtaroth had supplanted the pure worship of the true God, leaving the people spiritually impoverished. Vice flourished in Bethel and Samaria as plants in a hotbed. And so Amos speaks. Amos chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. "Hear ye this word which I take for a lamentation over you, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is cast down to her land. There is none to raise her up. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, the city that went forth 1,000 shall have 100 left, and they that went forth 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel. Hear ye this word, Amos said. That which God wished Israel to hear expressed in this word is stated in these verses. The kingdom of Israel, as a virgin, had fallen, and there was none to help. Unless she would repent and seek God, she would no more rise. Hence these exhortations to seek Jehovah. Continuing in Amos chapter 5, verses 4 through 6. For thus saith Jehovah unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek Jehovah, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Those words, seek ye me, and ye shall live. By his goodness and chastisement, God had tried to lead Israel to repentance. For their oppression of the poor, the violence, the robbery they had stored up in their palaces, and their transgressions of his law and their pretended worship, God hath sworn by his holiness that they should be carried away with hooks and your residue with fish hooks. God had sent famine, blasting, mildew, palmer worms, pestilence, and the sword, and had overthrown the cities among them as Sodom and Gomorrah had been overthrown, yet they had not repented. Under all this chastisement, and because God would lead them into captivity, they were solemnly exhorted, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel, Amos 4. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, the city that went forth 1,000 shall have 100 left, and they that went forth 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel, Amos 5 and verse 3. With all these warnings before them, and all their sins upon them, if they would seek Jehovah, they had the promise of life. How graciously good God is to seek and to learn and to obey his will. God must be sought in the right way. All who seek do not find him. Let me read this to you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. Beginning in verse 24 and going to the end of the first chapter, verse 33. Because I have called, and ye have refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh in the day of your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a storm, and your calamity cometh on as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then will they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of Jehovah, they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the backsliding of the simple shall slay them, and the careless ease of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell securely and shall be quiet without fear of evil. So we not only must seek God, we must seek him in the right way. John 7:34, ye shall seek me and shall not find me. Where I am, ye cannot come. And then we read, seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55:6-7. To seek God, then, is to turn away from sin and obey Him. In order to seek God, they must turn away from the idolatry practiced at Bethel, Gilgal, and Beersheba. They must not seek these places. Beersheba, where Abraham called upon the name of Jehovah, Genesis 21:33, had become famous for its corrupt worship. People swore by the sin of Samaria, the god idol of Dan, in the way of manner of Beersheba. Gilgal should go into captivity. Bethel, the house of God, should become Beth-Aven, the house of naught. The exhortation to seek God is repeated with the promise of life. Another motive to repentance is the sure punishment which will follow without it. God would break forth upon them like a devouring fire which could not be quenched if they did not repent. We return. Amos chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. Ye who turn justice to wormwood and cast down righteousness to the earth, seek him that maketh the Pleiades and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death in the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them upon the face of the earth. Jehovah is his name, that bringeth sudden destruction upon the strong, so that destruction cometh down upon the fortress. Again, they were reproved for sin, this time for perverting justice and casting righteousness down. Instead of the sweetness of justice, they had given the righteous the wormwood of injustice. Because of this, with other sins, they are again exhorted to seek God, the creator of Pleiades and Orion. God turns the shadow of death into the morning, or night into day, and maketh the day dark with night, or turns the day into night. That is, he is the author of day and night. He sends the rain by calling for the waters of the sea and pouring them upon the face of the earth. Jehovah is his name. Jehovah, the Almighty Creator, is able to bring this destruction upon Israel. He brings sudden destruction upon the strong, so that destruction cometh upon the fortress. God pours contempt upon princes that show forth their pride against him. The rich and great cannot so entrench themselves in their strongholds that he cannot reach them. We read in verses 10 through 13, they hate him that reproveth in the gate. They abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Forasmuch as ye trample upon the poor and take extractions of him of wheat and have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink the wine thereof. For I know how manifold are your transgressions, and how mighty are your sins, ye that afflict the just, that take a bribe, and that turn aside the needy in the gate from their right. Therefore, he that is prudent shall keep silence in such a time, for it is an evil time. They, that is the unjust rulers, they hate him, the righteous judge, that reproveth in the gate. The gate of a walled city with a broad palace before it was an important place, being the place of public assemblies holding court. It was the same as an exchange, courthouse, and council chamber of modern times. Amos charged Israel again and again with oppressing the poor and with oppressing them in different ways. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker. But he that hath mercy on the needy honoreth him. Proverbs 14:31. Any opposition of the poor today is likewise a reproach to God and will not go unpunished. We're going to continue this in our next class.